Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is the Starship Sofa. Everybody, welcome. Hello and welcome. We're right in the middle of our Michael Moorcock special of stories. Today's one is called Through the Shaving Mirror, and it's only a slight short one. So I hope you'll spread the word as well about the Michael Moorcock stories and all the other stories that we've got lined up for you. We've got some great writers are coming on board now and offering their stories for us. We have Pat Murphy. She has given permission to narrate one of her stories. Alistair Reynolds, he said yes. And it won't be a couple of weeks' time. We will have the Peter Watts story. And it's actually Peter Watts is narrating it as well. So that's something to look forward to. So please, if you do one thing over this Christmas for the Starship Sofa, apart from put coffers in our donations box, just tell people about, you know, the stories that are out there and the shows that we're doing. With the little bump on my head, it's knocked our shows all out of sync a little bit. So we did, or I did, show 70 was a recorded of Spider Robinson one. Show 69, which was Sex and Sci-Fi, that one is coming up now a week late. Isn't that the case with, I said that before, CMU and jokes. But it's coming up on Saturday, Sunday, so you will get a chance to listen to Sex and Sci-Fi, which is a really good one as well. So without further ado, the Starship Sofa presents Through the Shaving Mirror by Michael Moorcock.
Has anyone noticed?
Monsignor Cornelius spoke urgently, hoping to divert Sir Perkin Float on his third bottle of claret from developing that familiar litany about discovering chaos math years before Mandelbrot, thus being cheated of his place in history and his video royalties.
How cats can turn off time. With a suitable lens, of course.
Engelbrecht, the dwarf metaphysical boxer, grew alert. Professional curiosity. A founder of the Surrealist Sporting Club, he refused to fight anything lighter than a cathedral clock. Against advice, he challenged Big Ben to a no-quarter fandomillennium celebratory bout. Serious Soho backers, Chinese calendar promoters. That the parliamentary clock had accepted was surprising. That it lost was suspicious. Strong rumbles in the sporting fancy. Someone had slipped the monster timepiece a heavy envelope to lie down. London was now on Chinese time, with all serious punters refusing mahjong bets involving politicians.
It reminds me, said the time-battered pug, of that night in New York. I almost lost to the Union Square clock tower. My career would have been over if it hadn't been for some fancy photon work.
Tactfully, the Corinthian Jesuit drew us into Engelbrecht's confidence.
Your mother discovered that time isn't a dimension of space, but a field whose properties are affected by the nature of space existing within it.
Space, a quality of time?
Sir Perkin snorted into his wine. Glinting rubies fell to the linen. But Cornelius's clever sourcing meant outright disagreement would be dangerous. Clearing the cloth, Engelbrecht used a carpenter's pencil and the condensed mathematical logic developed at his famous Marrakesh Asram to illuminate us.
Time alters when it interacts with space. In common with all observable nature, the universe or multiverse grows organically and is best imagined as a vast tree, or perhaps even a forest with common roots.
And the soil for this tree? Float's reckless scepticism terrified us. Expensive watches would only be the first victims of our dwarf's distemper. The tiny slugger observed philosophically that this was the level of logic he must commonly suffer.
An analogy, he growled. There's a theory that the multiverse is created by the common will, but as to its origins,
he cracked his knuckles.
I think, therefore I thump.
Float's timid attention returned to the claret. The merest whisper of Big Bangs had him reaching for the jug. Engelbrecht scowled reminiscently.
We're familiar with the disappearing neutron. We've recently learned how light can travel faster than light. Conventional method produces Heath Robinson physics turned into formulae by crazed Euclideans. At some point, as Columbus told the Pope, we have to let go of the premise that the world is flat.
Can we see these alternative worlds? Professor Aspinall had been kicking the gong around and wasn't ready for further shocks. Cornelius embellished smoothly.
I understand it's a question of scale and mass. Put simply, millions of subtly different versions of our reality are separated by size. Each version, though scarcely different in terms of the multiversal compass, is as invisible to us as if we were only seeing a single magnified pixel out of a complex computer image. We never see the whole. It's either too large or too small. We coexist in the same space through scale. Each alternative world has a greater or less density and is invisible to the others.
Proliferating to infinity. Whales, fairies.
Engelbrecht paused.
Dwarves.
Space curves, mumbled Prof into his spoon. Don't it?
Organically and often, as a branch curves.
Cornelius smiled.
Like ourselves, space consists of spheres, but it isn't spherical. Nature would be contradicted if it were. Certain entities somehow adjust their mass and move intrabrainally. For instance, few creatures are as expert at varying their size as cats. Thus, their mysterious disappearances. Happily, the phenomenon hasn't occurred with dogs.
Bigfoot, however, Prof began.
Cats, said Cornelius hastily, see space invisible to us, coming and going through the multiverse pretty much at will.
Bunkum,
hiccuped Float.
We were supposed to hear about that New York match our dwarf won by a whisker. In funny circumstances.
Engelbrecht swelled.
A classy clock fighting for a consortium of Istanbul high rollers backing the Julian calendar. Twice my form and landing some tricky Byzantine jabs. By round 60, I'd borrowed all available time. I'm on my back, looking like someone just unwrapped the mummy. I've already squared the ref, of course. While shaving, I've also dreamed up some insurance. Fortunately, I have a prism hidden in one glove, a photon in the other. Resting on the count with my hands invisible, I pull Harness's old baffled quantum trick. On 9. Works like a charm. Time hesitates. My seconds, Coleman and Benford, produce the mirror, rescaling mass and size to shrink the heavy bastard enough so I can stagger up and deliver the dynamite. Gravity completes the job. Down he goes. Dead weight. Space-time readjusts. It's all over. The Yankee boomer stretched full-size on the canvas, his gobsmacked hands chasing themselves around his face. Cheering punters. GMT keeps the title.
Convincing, admitted Aspinall, except no way would Coleman and Benford help snatch a fix. Engelbrecht winked
Prof, you can't name a physicist in the multiverse who isn't in my pocket. Now, Padre, your cats?
Oh, another time, I think,
said Cornelius, contentedly filling his pipe. Float was at last profoundly asleep.
Told you it was only a short story there, but thank you to Michael Moorcock for that. Don't forget, it is... copyright is Michael Moorcock for all these stories, and we go under the Creative Commons non-commercial share-share alike 3.0, if you're at all interested in that. So, by all means, pass ourselves around, but don't make any money off it. Again, if you would be kind enough just to spread our name out, if you write it on a blog, you know, mention it, just mention the Starship Sofa, drop a link, that would be fantastic. It's getting near to Christmas, I hope everyone is there doing their bit for Christmas. I have been doing not a lot, because typical man with an illness. Tony Melanie, my good wife, and Melanie had you, don't know if I feel too up to it now. But so it's all been taken care of for me, which is thank you very much, my good wife. But I hope everyone's in the Christmas spirit now. We've been in the Christmas spirit since middle of November. So please pop over to the website, check out the blogs, make sure they're all you're up to date with them. Don't forget, drop a donation. Like I said last week, we've now got the monthly donations on, so you can do monthly as well. Keeps the good Starship Sofa afloat. And the Michael Moorcock competition. Since I've knocked my head, not allowed to drive, so the car's been stuck miles away, and it had all the Michael Moorcock books in, or the other books, the Byzantium Endures and everything like that. So I've eventually gotten that back over. So now I've got all the Michael Moorcock books, Dances of the End of Time, Behold the Man, we've got the show notes and the Byzantium Endures, Laughter at Carthage, Vengeance of Rome, and there's one more and I can't even think of it, so I think it's a third one. So please, you know, pop over to the forums, check out the forums and, you know, see that picture, that certain suspect picture of me and Kieran in bed with our clothes. Well, you'll just have to have a look and make your own caption up. You could win all these prizes and a picture of Michael Moorcock. But apparently Kieran missed the post and it's now sitting in some Christmas depot of the post office. So that will get signed when and where, I don't actually know. So I hope you've enjoyed the show, the little short story. I hope you'll come back again and listen to us again. Just like to say, good night from me.
Will our heroes survive this terrible ordeal? Can they win through with their integrity unscathed? Can they escape without completely compromising their honor and artistic judgment? Tune in next week for the next exciting installment of
Starship Sofa. Evacuation procedure initiated. Shuttle set for launch. Airlock will be opened in 3, 2, 1.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.